PJ Davis. Questions first for PJ.
It seems like double-digit tackles today. What changes did you guys make after those first couple of drives to get the defense back in the game?
I just felt like the defense, we just had to come back and settle down. That's about the only adjustment we made. We settled down and we got to it.
Is this something you guys can build on, your second half performance today?
Yes, sir. I think we're going to build on it a lot. Just keep taking preparation from our coaches and just come to practice each week and every day keep going harder, keep getting better and better.
We got to see some of the freshmen. A.J. Gray, Mitchell came in on some of the obvious running downs and made some plays. What did you see from those two guys?
I seen good things from those guys. They came in and made some plays, and that's what we need, especially as them being freshmen. They showing a lot.
PJ, they were having a lot of success early with that read option give to Kyle. Why was that working, and how were you able to?
Like I said, I just felt like, we had to come in and settle down. It was kind of going fast at first, but I felt like once the defense settled down, we kind of controlled the read option.
Was that y'all over-pursuing because you were trying to move so fast and then you settled down and were able to make the reads?
Yes, sir.
Anything else for PJ?
Just talk about the ball security, the weather affecting the offense more, but does it make it harder to tackle too? Is it a little more slippery, or was that a factor today at all, you feel?
The play can be a little slippery, but I feel like it's not, that doesn't affect us as far as tackling.
What happened on that last touchdown that Duke ran in on the fourth down?
I guess it was a misfit, obviously.
You guys were just expecting them to try to go in the middle and just mash up that 1 yard.
Yes, sir.
Anybody good with PJ? All right, PJ, thanks. Ricky, do you next?
I know you gained it in the way you wanted, but you sort of had your first kind of breakout performance today. Could you just talk about kind of your comfort level with JP and how you're able to be productive today?
Just working hard in practice and getting that connection with JT and just trying to make plays for my team.
Ricky, with Justin not getting much time to look for receivers and allowing you guys to get open, you find that you have to come back to the ball more than you normally do?
Justin's a mobile quarterback, so he'll try to make a play no matter what, so I just go off of him. Whatever he does, I just react.
Can you describe what happened on your touchdown?
The play was supposed to go to me, but I was double covered, so I just scrambled back inside, and Justin, being a mobile, great quarterback, he hit me in the hole.
How about that diving catch you had?
Just trying to make plays on my team. It was a post, and I just ran it and just hawked down the ball.
Did Duke defend you guys the way you expected?
Yeah, we knew what they were going to do.
Can you describe a little bit just the challenges in blocking on the perimeter? What's keeping you or the rest of the offense from making more plays in that way?
We knew Duke cornerbacks were going to just peek inside and just fire once the A-back came in motion. So we practiced that, and we got some blocks, we missed some blocks.
Have you noticed secondaries playing you guys any differently this year compared to last year?
Not really. They played the same way they played last year.
Anything else for Ricky? Thanks, Ricky. AJ Gray.
Can you talk about your interception? What happened on the play?
Well, all week the coach preached to me, eyes on your man. We were in man coverage, so kept my eyes on my man, listened to my coach, and got rewarded.
Did it help play with Jamal? It seemed like he kind of helped get you lined up at times and stuff.
Yes, sir. Playing with Jamal, he's a good guy. He knows the defense. So both of us were comfortable back there and just did what we had to do.
The last series, when you got the stop on the quarterback draw, was it your assignment to keep your eyes on him?
Well, yes, it was. was, but I was on that play. You can say I was, because I was the only man free. I had to come down. Well, coach always told us, watch for the quarterback draw. So just was ready for it and came down and made the tackle.
How did it feel? You played a lot of meaningful snaps, particularly in the second half. You guys were playing well on defense. It seemed like you were kind of rolling series, basically, at safety. How did that feel for you to play kind of your most meaningful snaps of the year?
It felt great to get more experience and to play in big-time football.
You feeling more comfortable now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, more comfortable.
What did you see on the two big returns out there? Where was the breakdown? Did you notice what happened out there?
No, I didn't notice a breakdown. We just got to make the tackle.
Anything else for AJ? All right, thanks, AJ. Appreciate it. And in the interest of time, we have three more players outside. Freddie Burden, Keyshawn Freeman, and Harrison Buckley. You guys can just split up and